T-Mobile. KN4TFW.
Hey Ken, how you doing today?
I'm looking forward to a good day.
When you hitting the road?
Something like that, no hurry. Since you're not on a time schedule, you don't have to be in a hurry.
Yeah, what all did you do yesterday? Just hang around the house or start on any projects?
I did yesterday is cleaned out all the gutters, and that I had some that were overflowing and they were all got stopped up, so I had to do that. I got a two-story house, so that took a minute.
I did that the other day. Thankfully ours is two-story as well, but where the gutters are, it's relatively easy to get to. The back side of the house, it's kind of up there, but it's not too bad. The front side is a cakewalk, but the back side, I don't do well with heights, so I don't hang around up there any longer than I have to.
Pull the hose up with a rope, and then the hose has a long wand on it, and I just used it to wash it all out and everything.
On that's a good idea. I'd like to build me one of them things where you attach your leaf blower and use that. I could probably use that on the front of the house. I don't know that I could use it on the back. It's just too high up, but the front of the house, I could probably use that and not even have to get the ladder out for the front.
And get some screens or something eventually to put over there so I don't have to do it anymore.
Then up to North Carolina for
it. I look like you might come back Sunday or Monday.
Good little trip. Yeah, that'll be nice. Now, when does she start back at work?
We're from Friday.
Good. Yeah, that'd be a good little trip there before she starts back on that adventure. So, yeah, I hope you have fun with that. You got a lot of family up there, or just a little bit?
I live up there.
They doing?
They're doing pretty well. They think they probably had it back in January or February because they got back from a cruise and everybody was real bad sick.
Man, I saw a news article yesterday that I guess it's one of the last cruise ships. There still might be one out there, but it was one of the last ones finally docked. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and they had been at sea since January the 5th.
And cruise, I'd be ready to get off the boat for sure.
Down in the noise. If you're playing around, you're trying to clarify your speed. It's probably bad shape, like I said. The artist said you might change the camera, I can't do much about
it. I had a copy on you this morning, Al. Too far down, I can't make you out. Probably try to catch a hold of you guys just one more thing on Echo Link, see if I can get it going good.
Check the connection it is, because we can't make you out at all. There's no back connection, there's no nothing like that here. So, it's out there or somewhere or something. I can't tell. I'd be up for no 3.5 month cruise. That'd be a little much for me.
Locked me in my room, right?
Man, I'm telling you, that is just crazy. But I guess, you know, hey, I guess they got their money's worth.
Get me free cruises for the rest of my life for doing that. have any desire to go on a cruise, and that every time somebody goes on one, everybody gets sick.
I have never wanted to go on a cruise. That just doesn't even begin to seem appealing to me.
I just go straight to the place where the cruise ship was going, and just spend me a week there and come back if I wanted to do that. But there's so much in this country I haven't seen yet.
Yep. I'm completely with you on that one. Makes so much more sense to me. But, hey, you know, if that's what they like, more power to them, and hope they don't get sick. Green Mobile.
EFW.
And through.
Yesterday, he made out like he would still be on at 5 because it's Wednesday and he had the inserts, but I haven't heard him this morning yet.
Again.
Get some home projects done. Headed to North Carolina today.
About how long that would last?
I think Mama's going back to work on the 1st, though. A couple of times from work or my former work and that looking for stuff.
Yeah, I guess help them out a little bit. Just teamwork there.
I needed the courier or motor and they said it wasn't in my supply room and it's like, man, I know it is and that you can't miss it. It's a 4,000-pound motor.
The large supply room.
Didn't know what they were looking for.
Hey, Fort. Morning.
What's the morning?
Took yesterday.
5-foot log of it.
North Carolina, and that maybe I can get kind of caught back up where I'm supposed to be.
It don't look like I'm going to make June.
Been studying since class ended.
What's up? So I'm going to jump out of here. Ken, it's good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a safe trip up there, and hopefully we'll catch you on Echolink and check in with you there. So have a good one, and 7-3s to you. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4 POT.
Good day. KN4 TFW.
Again, what are you going up to North Carolina again for?
Sister live up there, and they live in Cary, just south of Raleigh. And we were just going to go up there and visit with them for a little bit. And she had a couple of projects she wanted me to help her with.
Hope you have a good, safe trip.
It's about a 4 hours and 15 minutes, something like that. Your family doing well?
It's so good. Shelly works in the garden every day and plants. Pick sticks up along the drive, blows leaves along the drive. She's pretty industrious.
Retirement.
5-mile hikes. I think she's going to do another one today.
Got it on the treadmill. I need to get back in shape before work starts back.
Wood splitting and cutting Saturday. That wore my tail out. I was just exhausted all weekend, and we weren't out there that long. I was walking every evening when I'd get home, and I got out of that for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I just walk here and there, but I feel better now. My endurance is a lot better if I'm, you know, keeping up with that on a regular schedule.
You really can't call it walking at your house. It's more like climbing, isn't it?
Like hiking. I'd say it's hiking. I've got some hills and some valleys and some straightaways. But that driveway at the end of that walk, man, that thing is steeper than it looks.
I just cleaned out the gutters on the house.
He's growing up there, did you?
There, but you know, it's amazing how many sticks are up there on top of the roof, and it's like, really, it's like, I'm like 50 feet from any tree.
But any wind yesterday? We got a good bit of wind yesterday afternoon. It was crazy. I'd say around lunchtime or shortly after.
It's going pretty bad over here.
And this morning.
I'm good this morning sitting out here on the back deck. It's pretty nice.
Ann had given me some hot tea, and I was able to sit out and sip some of that. That is some good stuff. I started to text him, tell him what I was doing, but I ended up in a conversation with my wife. We just got to contemplating the situation.
Yeah, I got on the radio yesterday morning, and that he'd got done at 4:30.
Well, he must have got on that driver.
Lincoln.
He didn't see his grandson. You know, his grandson broke his leg.
Over yet since he done that, but he talked about he bought him something that was supposed to be coming, so. I think he's planning on seeing him. He phoned with one of his boys.
Could be. He gets call regulars in the morning. Turkey hunting?
I've never been. I mean, I've seen them. I know a couple of places where they're, that I could go to hunt some, but I haven't never been.
We've been so busy, you know, it's every Saturday something. It's supposed to rain, it's coming Saturday, but all my days off I've been doing projects with Shelley, and I didn't get a chance to go. I got turkeys all over the place, but yeah, it just didn't work out.
Anytime years ago I was sitting at the base of a tree deer hunting. And all of a sudden, about five or six turkeys walked up from behind me. It got within about 10 feet, and then they just turned and went on down the other side. They didn't make out like they were scared. I mean, they didn't fly or run or anything. They just kind of turned and veered off, kept on doing what they were doing.
Hey, deer season.
Came in April like that, although when I go to the dump, Here, there's a bean field and that, and they're always out in there.
I killed a turkey. I've had some incredibly enjoyable hunts. I've hunted turkey with several groups and been out on my own, and which I just enjoy sitting out. I don't have to shoot anything or, you know, bag game. I do like getting game, but it's not, that's just icing on the cake.
I'm with you on that. And that just being out in the woods and seeing the wildlife is pretty cool. KN4 TFW. It show up in the backyard here a couple of days ago, but the dog ran it off. Yeah, I smelled it or saw it and that and chased it because I didn't know what she was barking about, but then when I went back there, there was some deer tracks.
What she got ahead of you?
Yeah, she wants to build some kind of little, I don't know, little cupboard. She's got a couple of windows in the upstairs room. They kind of like got like little cubby holes to go back to the windows, and she wants to put like some shelving in there and that. So I guess I got to do that. And then here at the house, only big project I got left, I guess, is the cleaning out the garage. Although we wanted to put some new flooring down in the den, but I'm going to wait till all this is over with before we spring for that.
What's busy?
I'm trying to get a little bit of radio time in throughout the day. When I need to take a break, then I just go up there and if there's anything happening on the radio.
Wendy, are you on Echo Link?
Echo Link up there. I mean, I have my truck with me and that, and I might get on one of their repeaters up there maybe. But, yeah, I just have Echo Link to try to talk to you guys. And I got to get me a portable antenna. I've been looking at that Wolf River Coils. They look like they work pretty good and they're kind of cheap.
The Chameleon, it's a military style whip antenna. If you buy two of them in a bracket, you can make a dipole out of it. But I talked to guys in Charlotte, you know, from Virginia. It does pretty good.
A bunch of those guys that does parts on the air use that kind. And so it looks like it'd be pretty good. It does, I think, 10 through 80. A little stand and that, not counting the coax, about 150, 160 bucks, so that's not too bad.
For Wolf Creek.
And let me get on my phone, hold on.
Model. And you gave me a model number. What model number was it?
Bullet 1000.
I'm up for trying something else. That looked, you said it looks pretty easy to set up.
Oil, and you, I've got some grooves on it, and you just slide this ring up and down to get the band that you want. And that they got it kind of marked off. They tell you how many clicks down and up to get what band you're looking for. And then you just put a whip on the end, and it's just got a regular 3H24 connector on the bottom. And so it's pretty easy. They make a little stand for it.
Get that out, Dave. I get a minute.
Another model, they call it a TIA. It's take it along. And it comes with a little stand. I think it's about like a collapsible antenna that pops out. So it looks like it works pretty well. I think this is kind of similar to what there's a Canadian operator that I talk to from time to time, and he kind of runs one similar to that.
I'll give her a look, go.
Smaller one, I forget what it's called. It ain't the 1000, but it does everything but 80, and it's just a little bit smaller. So that, well, I guess a lot of them that do the summits on the air and stuff like that take them along with them backpacking.
That's what I'm looking for, is something very easily backpacked.
What you want then? Watched a little video. The guy was, he had it mounted on his car, actually. Similar to a screwdriver antenna, except you got to manually move it.
You got to do the backpack same setup. It's just a smaller version. Backpack version, that smaller antenna, it's the same as the 1000. It's just in a smaller package. Is that correct?
The coil part's only about half as long because it doesn't include 80.
That would be a problem.
even the 1000, the coil part didn't look, but it's like maybe it's 15 inches, 18 inches maybe.
If you said it's got a stand, they don't have a spike for that thing?
And I saw somebody had it mounted on a spike, and they had some extension pieces if you want to make it have, be a center-loaded coil. And that they got a bunch of little attachments that you can get for it.
That thing rolls off into the money.
Overall dimensions of the coil for the 1000 is 15.5 by 3.25. And it weighs, it weighs 1 pound, 8 ounces.
You don't mind, since you're on your phone, you want to shoot that to me in text?
Temperature of it.
Copy the URL address and paste it on a text to me.
I can do that. KN4TSW.
Waiting on a little ding.
Okay. For backpacking.
This, the one I have is, it's good. It's just clunky. By the time you get the antenna and all everything, coax and all that together, I'm always looking for something a little bit more compact.
It's called the Silver Bullet Mini. A little short tripod, maybe about 12 inches tall.
Cool, I've got one of the, it's not a good buddy pole, but, it's a tripod that extends up to 10 feet, I think, 10 feet tall.
A little tiny hub that three legs screw into. Three, you know what I mean? I think they're about, 18 inches long maybe. The three legs screw into it, and it just, just high enough off of the ground to hold it and to get the coax on the bottom.
That pod was just way too much to fool with, and if it was any kind of windy, it was definitely an issue.
Go for 200 watts.
More than you'd be using out in the field. I mean, probably 10 watts max.
Picture and that of it, somebody's got it mounted, and that looks like it's got a 102 inch whip on it, but the main part of the load coil isn't over, it can't be over 3 foot high. It's probably less than that.
It wouldn't be so obvious. I was out at the park, one of the national parks up there, and Shenandoah, and it was pretty obvious what I was doing.
Notice with this one. Close.
Need another 120 seconds, maybe.
Line with you and get my party started, get a shower, and go ahead and start loading up the truck with any tools I think I might need for my sister-in-law's. So I'll say 73, you guys have a good one. And I'll try to catch you on Echo Link. Tell Miss Shelley we said hey, and you guys just stay safe. KN4TFW.
Listen, you have a safe trip. Need anything, give me a holler. I hope that the project turns out well and everybody's satisfied. And you stay safe as well, you and your family. This is KK4NXC, and 73's to you, my friend.